From Chicago, I returned to the city of New York, and as I had accomplished rapidly and rather satisfactorily all the projects for which I had come to this continent, and as the surrounding circumstances and conditions of ordinary existence seemed to correspond to my need for the periodic complete rest that has become customary for me during this last personal sojourn of mine on the surface of your planet, I decided to prolong my stay in this city and exist with the beings there merely according to their being associations inevitably flowing in me. Existing in this way, in the chief center of this large contemporary community, and rubbing shoulders on many occasions with the beings there of various types, I became aware one day, without any premeditation, but thanks only to my acquired habit of collecting material, as it were, by the way, for those statistics of mine comparing the prevalence of being illnesses and strange subjective vices among beings of different groups, of a fact that greatly interested me, namely, that in the common presence of almost half the three-brain beings I met there, the function that serves for the transformation of the first being food is disharmonized, or as they would say, their digestive systems are spoiled, and that almost a quarter of them have or are candidates for having that form of disease specific to beings there which they call impotence, thanks to which disease a great many of the contemporary beings of your planet are deprived forever of the possibility of continuing their species. When I chanced to ascertain this, I became so interested in the beings of this new group that I changed my previously determined mode of existence and allotted half the time set aside for my personal rest to special observation and investigation of the causes of this fact, so strange for me and so deplorable for them. In pursuit of this aim, I even went to various provincial centers of this great contemporary community, though I stayed nowhere longer than 1 or 2 days except in the city of Boston, or, as it is sometimes called, the city of those who escaped national degeneration. There I existed for a whole week. The results of these observations and statistical investigations of mine made it clear that both these diseases, which are prevalent to a certain extent among the contemporary beings who breed on all the continents, are on this continent so inordinately widespread that their consequences were immediately plain to me. I even thought that if things go on in this way, the same fate will soon befall this large independent group of the three-brain beings who have taken your fancy, as recently befell that large community which was called monarchic Russia. That is to say, this group in its turn will also be destroyed. The only difference will be in the process of the destruction itself. The process of destruction of the large community of monarchic Russia took place on account of the abnormalities of the reason of the power-possessing beings there, whereas the process of destruction of this community of America will take place on account of organic abnormalities. In other words, the death of the first community came, as they say, from the mind, whereas the death of the second will come from the stomach and sex of its beings. It has been known since ancient times that, in general, the possibility of long existence for a three-brain being of your planet depends exclusively on the normal working of these two being functions, that is, upon the state of their digestion and upon the functioning of their sex organs. And as it is precisely these two functionings, indispensable to their common presence, which are now regressing in the direction of complete atrophy, and moreover, at a highly accelerated pace. This community of America is still quite young. It is still, as they say on your planet, like an infant, all peaches and cream. And since, in the beings of such a young community, these two chief motors of their existence are already tending toward regression, I think that here also, as generally takes place with everything in the megalocosmos, the further movement toward blending again with the infinite will depend on the direction and intensity of the forces generated by the initial impetus. In our great megalocosmos, it is even considered a law for all beings with reason that one must always and in everything guard against the initial impetus, because on acquiring momentum, it becomes a force which is the fundamental mover of everything existing in the universe, leading everything back to prime being.